حفظك الله ورعاك أخي الكريم. حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه basically we have a خلاف بين العلماء is authentic or no, but whatever it is, the meaning inside it is beautiful and is being authenticated by Sheikh Albani than others رحمه الله تعالى. In the end is a nice meaning and beautiful dua. We should use it and take it always. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask Allah جل وعلا to protect him from lepers and leprosy and madness, البرص والجذام والجنون. حفظك الله وسائر الأسقام and the other diseases. My dear brother, the hadith is speaking about Allah جل وعلا protect his prophet from these things, even though Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is in a complete protection, but it's kind of education and teaching for us. It's for us to follow him جل وعلا in this. And the benefits we can take it from this hadith also is for us to know that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be a human like us. He's a human like us who ask Allah جل وعلا to protect him from this kind of body disease. Same thing, أخي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask Allah تعالى protect him from the body disease, physical disease, like how he asked Allah جل وعلا in many hadith protect him from the heart disease, because both of them affect the person and it could cause for him a weakness in his iman, in his worship, in his deeds. Same thing, my dear brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam used to ask Allah ta'ala to protect him from this kind of disease, because it could damage the person in terms of transferring the disease to others that he loves, so it's an extra damage for him. This disease, my brothers, is it's a different types, but all of them is a different types. You have this lepus, who it's a whiteness in the skin which can remove the beauty of the skin and could cause damage for inside the body. Lepus is when your skin go infected by kind of virus and bacteria till the skin change and start to be smelly, and it will keep eating your skin until your parts in your body could fill one by one, and he couldn't transfer easily by infections. Then junoon, madness, is when you lose sense and you cannot understand or distinguish in between things. In the end, the similar between these diseases, even though every disease is different than the other, the similar is, until now, this kind of disease, there is no cureness for it. There is no a clear and a direct cureness and medicine for it, but this medicine, maybe time to time people they find something for it, because every medicine, every sickness have a cureness. But a direct cureness for all these things until now is not exist. At the same time, it's a sign for Allah Jalla wa Ala power and mercy. This kind of disease, it's a mercy for the believers who they patient with it and they accept the qadr and the destiny of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it is a punishment for those people who they are panic and they don't accept the qadr of Allah Ta'ala. Simple as that. May Allah protect all of us from this kind of diseases. Assalamu alaikum.